3 minutes to 10. Blake Shin's about to join us. Brent Zarafa out at Rose Hill will join us with some update news and also news from the trials. And we're going to go to Darwin. Well, yesterday afternoon, we had the Darwin Cup. Light in the Night was the easy winner for Hugh Bowman. We're going to talk to one of the part owners of Light in the Night, a gentleman called Mick Burns, who owns a crocodile farm of all things in Darwin. Blake Shin, good morning to you, Blake.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Off tonight with Kieran for the Shergar Cup Series on the weekend at Ascot.
Yeah, off tonight to the UK to ride in the Shergar Cup. It's a great event. Obviously, my first time riding in the UK, and very excited to be heading there, Andrew.
Mate, you team up with Kieran McAvoy and Japanese jockey Take for the rest of the world. You're up against the likes of Jamie Spencer, Pat Smullen, jockeys from Europe, and a girls team as well with Hayley Turner. It'll be a great experience for you, mate.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. Obviously, I've only been around the world riding, I think, two times now, and this is my third time, and yeah, I can't wait. It's a dream to be going to ride it at Ascot. I went to Royal Ascot earlier this year, and to get this opportunity, I'm very honoured and privileged to be heading there with Kieran McAvoy, one of our great riders. Hopefully we can go there and do well. We're teaming up with Yutaka Take, like you said, and he's one of the great riders of Japanese racing. So we're riding against some of the great riders from England and Ireland, like you said, and some wonderful girl jockeys. So hopefully we can do well and come away with a victory.
I think having been there and at least looked at the track might help you, because watching it, mate, it's a bit up and down.
Yeah, it's very undulating, the track, and obviously it will be a little bit difficult, especially the riding there at my first time, but I'm sure Kieran will give me a few pointers how to ride it. When I went there at Royal Ascot, I walked the track with Craig Williams, and it's certainly not an easy track to ride, but we'll get a grip on it and hopefully ride it well.
And Blake, how many races do you ride in regard to this Shergar Cup Series on the day, on Saturday night our time?
We ride in six races, Andrew. Six races, and I think it's a point series, and like I said, it's a teams event, so yeah, it's going to be based on us three riders, myself, Kieran, and Yutaka Take against all the other three teams, and I think there's a saddle for the leading jockey, Silver Saddle, for the winner of the event. So it's an exciting event. Yeah. Hugh Bowman and Craig Williams have been there before and competed for Australia. So like I said, it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm very honoured and privileged to be going there and riding for our country.
And mate, just finally, when do we see you back riding?
I'll be back in Australia riding at Canterbury on the 12th. And, full steam ahead for the spring.
Yep, no, bring it on after that. Mate, just wanted a quick word. I know you're leaving tonight. Safe travels. I know Kieran's out at the trials this morning, mate. Good luck. I hope we're yelling and screaming at the screen come Saturday night our time.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Blake Shin and Kieran McAvoy representing the rest of the world there at the annual Shergar Series at Ascot in the UK late on Saturday night. Brent Zarafa joins us from out at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Brent.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Certainly a nice brisk morning here at Rose Hill Gardens. I've got the overcoat on, the gloves, and I'm still freezing.
We'll go to Goulburn, mate, and see how you travel there. It was -6 this morning.
Yeah, I was just doing an interview with Michael Hawkes, and he said he was ducking off to Goulburn. I wasn't feeling too bad that I'd get to stay here.
No, exactly. Mate, we've had a chat with Tommy Berry and a few others about trials, but what's Michael Hawkes told you about anything this morning?
First of all, Messine is a horse that's trialled this morning, that's expected to run in the Missile Stakes on Saturday. And obviously, he's had 12 months off. He finished second in the Missile Stakes last year before only having a brief spring carnival that was probably ended prematurely. He seems to think the horse is going quite well. Wasn't really knocked about too much in a trial this morning, but went to the line quite well in a heat that was full of quality, with the likes of Boban Bounding and Moriarty Hartester in that heat. But he seems to think that the horse can make the step up to winning a weight for age race this preparation, and it looks an ideal target for him first up on Saturday.
Well, that trial, Hartester led all the way to win by a long neck from Bounding, who's now for Peter and Paul Snowden. Messine ran third, and Boban went back, but gee, it finished off the last 200 without really being urged. It just did it by itself.
Yeah, well, Glenn Schofield had a smile from ear to ear as he come back to the tie-up stalls off Boban, and he just was very effusive in his praise for how Boban has obviously come through his Brisbane winter campaign. And my understanding is he's going to head towards the Melbourne, I think, first up for a 1400-metre race. I think the Memsey
right.
Might be his target. So I'm expecting him to be quite forward for that event because he did look very, very well in condition. His coat looks terrific. And he's obviously thrived coming back this campaign.
Yeah, no, he was good late. Royal Descent is one of the late entries into the missile. We're up to about eight now late entries after the original six from yesterday, Brent. We've got Royal Descent, Zara Tone, Temple of Boom, Shiraz, Lord Leofric, La Bonsoir, Boss Lane and A-Man. So at least we've now got good numbers in this race.
Yeah, it's good to see because even speaking to a couple of people at the trials this morning, they're all saying there's not much in the missile stakes. And even track work earlier before the trials, I was having a chat to Waller and he was hinting that he may throw a late nomination in for Kermadec, but it looks like he's pulled the two-card trick and thrown in Royal Descent instead. But obviously, Kermadec will just wait now for the Warwick Stakes, the first up of the 1,400 metres, but he was seriously considering it.
Press Statement ran third in a trial behind a pretty, I don't know whether you saw this one, Brent, in amongst doing the interviews, but Deploy for Gerald Ryan was pretty smart.
Yeah, certainly didn't miss him. His horse that I can imagine plenty of punters will be looking to have something on when it goes to the races for the first time, because it upstaged the likes of Headwater and, as you mentioned, Press Statement, and some pretty handy three-year-olds. And Gerald Ryan, while wanting to do his best to keep the wraps on, sort of the horse under wraps, he did make mention that he thought Deploy early on as a two-year-old was one of the better horses he had in his stable, but just for maturity reasons, never really got to the races as a two-year-old and went shinsore in the autumn. And now that he's come back as a three-year-old, he certainly looks in very good order. And I'm led to believe he'll be going to an 1,100-metre race at Canterbury in a fortnight.
Okay, well, I'm jotting that down because I want to see him. For those that may watch them later, he was trial five today, Deploy beating Headwater. Mate, any other news from this morning?
Sort of earth-shattering. I've had a good chat with Brenton Abdullah. He's really looking forward to riding a Sebring Sun in the Rosebud on Sunday for Gary Portelli with Hugh Bowman away. Brenton Abdullah had a little bit to do with this horse in his first preparation, but he was really quite excited to see what he can do on Saturday. Chris Waller will make a decision on whether Metallic Crown runs in the Rosebud a little bit later this week. He said wasn't the ideal to go into a race like this as a maiden, but he said the horse is certainly up to stakes company, and his work since his debut performance last Wednesday has continued to be strong, so he's seriously considering running there. But also seems to be a bit of confidence around a horse that's going to run potentially first up on Saturday from the Hawks stable in Himalayan Dream. Tommy Berry trialled it recently, and Michael Hawks gave it a decent push. So plenty of interviews will be seen on Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the week from Trackwork and the trials this morning.
All right, we look forward to watching them and those trials again as they continue out there. Thanks a lot, Brent.
Not a problem, Andrew.
Chat tomorrow. Brent Zarafa, part of our Wednesday 9:30 preview tomorrow at Warwick Farm. Well, yesterday, our time just on 6 o'clock, the Darwin Cup was won by Light in the Night, formerly trained by John O'Shea. He's now, of course, in Darwin. He's part-owned by a crocodile farm owner in Mick Burns, who joins us. Well done to you, Mick.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, no, great to win the Home Cup.
Tell us just how you got into the ownership of the horse, Mick.
One of the part owners, Justin Coleman, got through an agent, got in contact with John O'Shea, and the owners that had the horse were going to move him on, and we were lucky enough to buy him.
Well, mate, for you to buy him and then go up there and win, it's two starts, but go from its first up distance to 2,000 yesterday and running so strong.
Yeah, no, when we bought him, John O'Shea, through a couple of mutual friends, actually suggested that his second up run would be his best run, and if it was spaced about a month apart, so it was ideal that he went to the Chief Minister's Cup, which he won this year and broke the track record, and then second up into the Darwin Cup over the 2,000 metres. So, look, very, very happy with the performance of the trainer, and great ride by Huey Boom, and he's a master, that bloke.
Yeah, he was. I know Paul Shears had done a bit of work on the horse while he's been in Darwin, but it's pretty hard to knock back Hugh Boom, and watching it yesterday, didn't he have him in a beautiful spot?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, the commentator said he was smoking the pipe, and there was a few of us in the grandstand doing the same.
you actually... You probably think you're going to win, but you don't want to go early, do you?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to, but I did.
Where'd you go? Where'd you start yelling?
Oh, I reckon about the 1,000. I thought, geez, he's got a bloody heap of horse under him. And when that grey horse dropped off, yeah, no, I was high-fiving before they hit the straight.
Yeah, well, I think that round that sort of 600-700 metre mark, it looked like he was just travelling so well. Tell us about the night of festivities with... Well, how many are in the horse now, Mick?
There's seven of us in the horse. There's myself and Brookie, Viv Oldfield. Viv and I have got a fair few horses together down south.
Yep.
Foxy Robinson. Foxy's had quite a few horses down there. And our local Chief Minister's got a small chair in him.
Yeah.
Which is great for racing. And yeah, Justin Coleman, who's a ex-TRNP bloke up here and got a lot of race horses. And Justin's got more horses than all of us, so... Yeah, there's a good racing connection behind it, and a good group of mates, and look, sensational.
How was the celebrations?
Oh, there was a heap of personality about last night, but there's no one here as much about today.
No, they're all pretty, well, they're all a bit foggy, probably.
Oh, no, you're very slow. Yeah, yeah. The dust is coming up in front of us today.
Now, I'm going to ask you about your business, Crocodile Farm up there, mate. They tell me that they jump out of the air so high... how did you get into crocodile, you know, this sort of part of your life?
Oh, look, it was a mistake, Andrew, but it's a mistake that I'm pretty happy about. We're building an industry here now and do a lot of work with Indigenous communities, and it's all export-orientated. And, you know, like, it's a completely renewable resource that we tap into. If we don't collect the eggs, they drown. And look, we're probably the most advanced farmers in the world now, which is a big plus for Australia.
And they tell me that, have you jumped out of helicopters into crocodiles?
Oh, I try not to jump out of helicopters. They're a bit light, but we normally suspend underneath them and get the eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, we get about 30,000 eggs a year from the wild, which is, that certainly keeps you on your toes.
I reckon it would. Are the mums protective of those eggs?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, our mums get a bit cranky. Yeah, bit of drama if you bump into dad as well.
Yeah, I reckon there would be. Have you, not that I want to moz you, mate, but have you had any close shaves with the crocodile mums or dads?
Yeah, you can't possibly collect crocodile eggs and not have close shaves. So yeah, it's just about taking your time and be cautious on the way in, and as soon as you've got your eggs, you get out as quickly as possible.
Okay, so correct me, I'm just imagining this, Mick. We're talking with Mick Burns, who part owns Light in the Night, but he owns a crocodile farm in Darwin. So, Mick, you're in a chopper, so you get lowered down to where the eggs are, and then you get those eggs and get up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we actually suspend under the helicopter on a fixed rope, and it's all sort of human approved, and we you can see the nest. The crocodiles bite all the grass and form a nest.
Yep.
And then she pushes the eggs into that, and as the grass dies off, you can see them from the air. And yeah, we get lowered and normally put a little bit off the nest. There's dry nests which aren't surrounded by water; they're pretty easy going. But the wet nests certainly keep you on your toes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And those eggs then go back to your farm.
Yeah, they go back. They're all incubated, and we grow them for about 4 years. employing a couple of hundred people up in the territory now, which is a great plus. And as I say, the industry's all export based, so it starts from the ground up, and it's really developed into quite an industry now, Andrew.
Well, you get the old crocodile shoes. You see a few smarties walking around with those. They travel the world now. You can eat it.
Yeah, no. Well, Huey actually rode the Darwin Cup winner in a crocodile saddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huey's got some crocodile saddles, so yeah.
Fascinating, mate. Congratulations on winning the Darwin Cup. Would have been a big hometown celebration last night with Light of the Night. We thank you for your time, mate. Well done.
Good on you. Good to speak to you.
Good on you. Mick Burns joining us there from Darwin, part owner of Light in the Night, the big group of seven celebrating, well, what an easy win it was last night in the Darwin Cup. It's 8 minutes to 10.